This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As part of his economic plan announced yesterday, Donald Trump announced he'd spend $500 billion on infrastructure. He argues double what Hillary Clinton wants to invest that way. Among the challenges, a lot of infrastructure investment is done by cities and states, and despite extremely low interest rates, they're not borrowing what in these days is ultra-cheap money to do it. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more on this double paradox when it comes to fixing crumbling infrastructure.
By some estimates, more than $1 trillion needs to go into things like clean water, roads, and the power grid. Much of that falls on states and cities. But they're not borrowing, that is, issuing bonds, the way they were pre-recession. It's down by a third to Standard & Poor's. S&P analyst Gabriel Pettick says many states are debt shy because their credit is dodgy, even with the economy okay.
This has been a different kind of economic recovery where there was typically a strong rebound. And in this case, it's been pretty sluggish throughout.
Many states are saddled with other costs, pension payments, Medicaid, so they're wary of borrowing and spending more. The thing is, there are willing lenders, says Harvard Business School's Rosabeth Moss Cantor.
Pension funds. There are some sovereign wealth funds in other countries that want to invest in the U.S. because we're seen as stable.
There is a cost of inaction. Traffic jams cost an estimated $100 billion a year. Power outages, $150 billion. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.